In the companionways of the warship, the Edirin atmosphere became more obvious than had been in Zorlandra's cabin. The smell of Edirin was stronger, and the view ahead hazed over, even seen through horse's eyes after a few tens of meters. It was hot and humid, and the floor was soft. Horza walked quickly along the corridor, watching the stump of the Medjel's docked tail as it waggled in front of him. He passed two Edirins on the way, neither of whom paid him any attention. Perhaps they knew all about him and what he was, but perhaps not. Horza knew that Edirins hated to appear either over-inquisitive or under-informed. He nearly collided with a pair of wounded Medjel on AG stretchers being carried along a cross-corridor by two of their fellow troopers. Horza watched as the wounded passed and frowned. The spiralled spatter marks on their battle armour was unmistakably those produced by a plasma bolt, and the gerontocracy didn't have any plasma weapons. He shrugged and walked on. They came to a section of the cruiser where the companionway was blocked by sliding doors. The Medjel spoke to each of the barriers in turn, and they opened. An Edirin guard holding a laser carbine stood outside a door. He saw the Medjel and Horza approaching and had the door open for the man by the time he got there. Horza nodded to the guard as he stepped through. The door hissed shut behind him, and another one immediately in front opened. Balveda turned quickly to him when he entered the cell. It looked as though she had been pacing up and down. She threw back her head a little when she saw Horza, and made a noise in her throat which might have been a laugh.
"Well, well," she said, her soft voice drawling. "You survived. Congratulations. I did keep my promise, by the way. What a turnaround, eh?"
"Hello," Horza replied, folding his arms across the chest of his suit and looking the woman up and down. She wore the same grey gown and appeared to be unharmed. "What happened to that thing around your neck?" Horza asked. She looked down at where the pendant had lain over her breast.
"Well, believe it or not, it turned out to be a memory form."
She smiled at him and sat down cross-legged on the soft floor. Apart from a raised bed alcove, this was the only place to sit. Horza sat too, his legs hurting only a little. He recalled the spatter marks on the Medjel's armour. "A memory form? Wouldn't have turned into a plasma gun by any chance, would it?"
"Among other things," the culture agent nodded.
"Thought so. Heard your knife missile took the expansive way out." Balveda shrugged. Horza looked her in the eye and said, "I don't suppose you'd be here if you had anything important you could tell them, would you?"
"Here, perhaps," Balveda conceded. "Alive? No."
She stretched her arms out behind her and sighed.
"I suppose I'll have to sit out the war in an internment camp, unless they can find somebody to swap. I just hope this thing doesn't go on too long."
"Ah, you think the culture might give in soon?" Horza grinned.
"No, I think the culture might win soon."
"You must be mad." Horza shook his head.
"Well," Balveda said, nodding ruefully, "actually, I think it'll win eventually."
"If you keep falling back like you have for the last 3 years, you'll end up somewhere in the clouds."
"I'm not giving away any secrets, Horza, but I think you might find we don't do too much more falling back."
"We'll see. Frankly, I'm surprised you kept fighting this long."
"So are our three-legged friends. So is everybody. So are we, I sometimes think."
"Balveda," Horza sighed wearily, "I still don't know why the hell you're fighting in the first place. The Edirins were never any threat to you. They still wouldn't be if you stopped fighting them. Did life in your great utopia really get so boring you needed a war?"
"Horza," Balveda said, leaning forward, "I don't understand why you are fighting. I know Heidora is in Heibor," Horza interjected. "Okay, the goddamn asteroid the changers live in. I know it's in Edirin space, but that's got nothing to do with it, Balveda. I'm fighting for them because I think they're right and you're wrong."
Balveda sat back, amazed.
"You..."
she began, then lowered her head and shook it, staring at the floor. She looked up.
"I really don't understand you, Horza. You must know how many species, how many civilizations, how many systems, how many individuals have been either destroyed or throttled by the Edirins and their crazy goddamn religion. What the hell has the culture ever done compared to that?"
One hand was on her knee.
The other was displayed in front of Horza, clawed into a strangling grip. He watched her and smiled.